Welcome to Faith is the Victory podcast, a ministry outreach of Faith Christian Center in Cairo, Georgia. This is Pastor David Coleman, Sr. Today's devotional is titled, Hearts Ablaze. Luke 24, verse 32. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? As we near the time of year when we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, our hearts and minds are drawn to the moment when our Lord finished the work of redemption on the cross at Calvary. That was a sad moment in history. It was sad because God, who was made flesh, had to die to settle man's account of sin and rebellion. The old rugged cross was where it happened, and it was on that lonely hill called Golgotha, just outside of Jerusalem, where it took place. The Lord of glory died on the cross that day for the sins of the whole world. Jesus' disciples, who were there and present, were sad as they witnessed the Lord take his final breath. Thinking back to the dawn of creation in the Garden of Eden, we see that it would have been better had Adam obeyed the Lord's instruction concerning the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But they disobeyed and ate of it, and that's what led to the moment on Golgotha's hill where the Lord shed his innocent blood for the remission of man's sin. A sad day to be certain, but a day of victory when all of man's sin was paid for by the precious blood of Jesus. 3 days after the crucifixion, Cleopas and another disciple were leaving Jerusalem, heading to Emmaus, a 7-mile journey. And it was late in the afternoon, and there had been a scurry about within their circle of friends as news of the Lord's resurrection spread. Many of the disciples were in disbelief and could not understand what had happened. They were still reeling from the events. So much hope had been placed on Jesus of Nazareth. They had expected him to take the throne in Jerusalem and free Israel from the dominion of Rome. On that road to Emmaus, the two disciples were discussing the matters and were in the depths of sadness when Jesus came along unannounced and began to walk and talk with them. The two had no idea it was Jesus, and they were dumbfounded that this stranger did not know of all the happenings in Jerusalem concerning the crucifixion of Jesus. As they poured out their disappointment, Jesus marveled that they did not understand the scriptures concerning him. So he began to tell them the scripture, beginning in the books which Moses wrote and continuing throughout all the prophets concerning the things written about himself. Their hearts were on fire as they listened to Jesus speaking the scriptures. When finally they stopped for the night, they convinced Jesus to stay. And when they sat down to eat, they recognized him as Jesus when he broke the bread. Then he vanished from their sight. They wasted no time going back down that long, long road to Jerusalem in the late of the night to tell their friends, but only after they had discussed with each other these words, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? Luke 24:32. The word of God has a real and lasting effect on the believer. When circumstances appear to be going against you, reading the word of God will turn your focus from the situation to the solution, from the temporary to the eternal. Faith will rise up in the depths of your spirit man, and you will find strength and courage in the face of the opposition at hand. This is what happened to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. They were in the depths of sadness when Jesus started revealing the scriptures to them. Their faith was kindled to a roaring fire in their heart as they heard the word of God being proclaimed by Jesus. That is the same effect that the Word of God has on all believers. That is how our hearts respond to the truth of God's Word. Saddened hearts that have cooled with doubt and despair will blaze hot yet again with the Spirit and life that is in the Word of God. Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." John 6:63. Jeremiah 23:29 says, "Is not my word as a fire?" The Word of God is a blazing fire that ignites faith in the believer's heart, and that fire burns up all doubt and unbelief. Friends, it's time to get back in the Word of God and take it in through reading and study of the Scriptures. Allow it to reignite your faith's fire and let it burn within your heart, just as it did to Cleopas on the road to Emmaus. Let your faith come alive as the words of Jesus burn within your heart. The fire of His Word will warm your heart's soil, and the seeds of the Word that have laid dormant will then germinate and grow. All doubt and unbelief that has choked out the growth of the Word will be consumed, and fruit will come. Mark 4:19. Friends, it's time to get back in the Word of God and let its power do its work in us. We are living in days when we can allow our hearts to be cast down and sad, or burn with the fire of God's Word and Spirit. The choice is yours. The choice is ours. The Lord gives us that choice. So let's choose today to hear the words of Jesus by reading and studying our Bible daily, multiple times a day if we can, and let's commit to a life of prayer, believing God, praying the prayer of faith, and let's give time to give the Lord the glory due His name through quiet times of worship and praise. I'm going to say amen to this encouraging word today, and I'm going to ask you to say amen with me. So if you can, say it out loud. Amen. Amen. Friends, before I leave you today, I would like to invite you to visit our Faith Christian Center Church website at fcccairo.com. FCCCAIRO.com. There you will find information about our church and our service times, along with links to our church YouTube channel. I would also ask you to share this podcast with your family and friends and whoever the Lord may lay on your heart, as I believe it will bless them just as it has you. Well, thank you again for listening today to our Faith is the Victory podcast. Join us again next time as we continue to discover that faith is the victory that overcomes the world. This is Pastor David Coleman, Sr. of Faith Christian Center in Cairo, Georgia.